Successful Black Parenting Magazine, how Black fathers are redefining visibility, involvement, and celebration in their children's educational milestones, by Janice Robinson Celeste. Usher's back-to-school season includes preschool routines, a teenager's new school year, and an 18-year-old beginning college at an HBCU. That is a lot of growth happening in one family at the same time. On August 23rd, Usher shared a public Instagram post featuring his younger children, Navid Ely Raymond, 17, Sovereign Beau Raymond, 5, and Sire Castrello Raymond, 4. The family moment included backpacks and a first day of school board. Earlier in August, Usher and his eldest son's mother, Temeca Foster, helped Usher Cinco Raymond V move into Howard University, where he began freshman year as part of the class of 2030. BCK Online, The Griot. That is the part that feels familiar, even when the family in the story is famous. One child needs help finding a backpack, another needs space to talk, and another is stepping into a life that belongs increasingly to them. Short answer. Usher's public posts show several children reaching different school milestones in the same season. His younger children are preparing for another school year, while his 18-year-old son, Cinco, is beginning college at Howard University. The parenting lesson is simple but important. You cannot support every child in the same way because every age and stage asks something different from you. A public celebrity post is only a snapshot, not a complete picture of family life. Still, this snapshot offers a joyful and relatable learning moment about presence, preparation, independence, and Black children growing into their next chapters. Family news at a glance. Usher shared younger children's milestone. On August 23rd, he posted images of Navid, Sovereign, and Sire preparing for the new school year. View Usher's original Instagram post. Sovereign and Sire appeared with backpacks. BCK Online reported that Sovereign held a first day of school board, while Sire stood with his backpack. Navid joined the back-to-school moment. The 17-year-old appeared with Usher while holding a school year sign, according to BCK Online. Cinco started at Howard University. The 18-year-old began his freshman year and joined Howard's class of 2030. The Griot. His parents supported the transition. Usher and Temeca Foster helped with move-in and attended Howard's freshman pinning ceremony, according to BCK Online's reporting. What did Usher share about the younger children's back-to-school season? Have you ever looked at your child's backpack and realized how quickly the years are moving? Usher's public post captured that feeling. The images showed his younger children getting ready for school, with backpacks and a first day board making the milestone visible. He captioned the post, "Gotta cherish every moment, back to school," BCK Online. Family back-to-school moment shared publicly by Usher on Instagram. View the original post. For a 4 or 5-year-old, preparation is often concrete. A child may need to practice carrying a backpack, understand what happens after drop-off, or see a visual reminder of the school day. These small routines matter because predictability helps younger children feel secure as they move between home and school. Navid's presence in the post also shows that back to school does not look the same for every child. A 17-year-old may not need help packing crayons, but they may still need a parent who notices changing pressures, listens without rushing to fix everything, and makes room for an honest conversation. What does Howard University mean in this family's back-to-school story? What does it feel like to watch your child step into a place you once imagined for them? For Cinco, the next chapter began at Howard University. BCK Online reported that Usher and Temeca Foster helped move their son into his dorm and attended Howard's freshman pinning ceremony. The Griot reported that the ceremony took place August 9th during Bison Week and welcomed new students into the Howard community. BCK Online, The Griot. Temeca shared an emotional reflection about the transition in a public Instagram reel. She wrote that the family made multiple trips, brought furniture and wallpaper, and worked to make sure Cinco had what he needed. She also described the moment as bittersweet and connected it to memories of dropping him off at daycare as a baby. View Temeca Foster's public reel. Temeca Foster's public move-in reflection shared on Instagram. View the original post. Usher also shared a public move-in reel encouraging his son. In the message reported by BCK Online, he told Cinco that he had wanted this opportunity, worked toward it, and now had a chance to show who he was. View Usher's Howard move-in reel. Howard University move-in moment shared publicly by Usher on Instagram. View the original reel. An HBCU transition can carry a meaningful sense of cultural belonging, history, achievement, and possibility. Howard's pinning tradition, as described by the griot, connects first-year students to academic excellence, leadership, service, and the university community. That pride deserves to be celebrated. At the same time, your child does not have to attend an HBCU for their education to matter. Black students may choose HBCUs, predominantly white institutions, community colleges, trade schools, online programs, military service, work, or another path. The goal is not to copy one family's decision. The goal is to help your child find a place where they can learn, grow, and feel supported. Learning moment for Black parents. How do you stay emotionally available when your children need completely different things from you? You don't parent every child the same way because each developmental stage asks for something different. Younger children often need routines and tangible preparation. You can label supplies, practice the morning routine, read a school story, or walk through what drop-off may feel like. The goal isn't to create a perfect morning, it is to give your child a steady bridge into a new experience. Teenagers need to be heard, to feel trusted, and to have room to speak. Ask open questions such as, "What are you looking forward to?" and "What feels different this year?" Then pause. Your teenager may need advice, but they may first need to know that their thoughts are safe with you. College students need support that respects growing autonomy. You can help them think through schedules, health resources, communication plans, and problem solving without taking over every decision. Research on parent-student communication and first-year college success suggests that communication remains important during the college transition, while research on shared agency and parental support examines how support and student independence can work together. One child's milestone should not erase another child's needs. A college move-in may receive attention, but the preschooler still needs bedtime comfort. The teenager still needs a check-in. The child who is not celebrating a major milestone still deserves to feel seen. For Black families, an HBCU transition may also celebrate cultural belonging and opportunity, but it should remain an invitation, not an expectation. Your child's path can honor Black excellence in more than one way. How to support children at different stages in the same season. Are you trying to be everywhere at once? Start by separating support from comparison. Your preschooler's excitement may be loud and visible, while your teenager's transition may happen through a quiet conversation. Your college student may need a practical answer one day and emotional reassurance the next. Try these approaches. Use a shared calendar, add school start dates, orientation events, deadlines, appointments, and family check-ins so no child's needs disappear in the rush. Schedule individual check-ins. Give each child a small pocket of one-on-one attention, even if it is a walk, a car conversation, or 10 minutes before bed. Assign age-appropriate responsibilities, let younger children choose a lunch item, teens organize supplies, and college students manage parts of their schedules. Create transition rituals, take a first day photo, share a family meal, say a blessing, play a favorite song, or write a note for a child's bag. Preserve connection without hovering. Agree on a reasonable check-in rhythm with an older student instead of demanding constant updates. Research on parental autonomy support and college student well-being has found an association between autonomy supportive parenting and student well-being, though research findings do not prove that one action causes a particular outcome. In everyday language, your college student can know you are there without feeling that you are running their life from home. When letting go is part of showing up. Sometimes showing up means carrying the boxes. Sometimes it means standing nearby while your child makes the decision. Sometimes it means leaving after the hug, trusting that the lessons, values, humor, prayers, and encouragement you shared will travel with them. Usher's message to Cinco centered on pride and possibility. Tameka's reflection held both exhaustion and emotion. Their public posts show two sides of a college transition, the practical work of preparing a space and the emotional work of accepting that your child is building a life of their own. That balance matters for co-parents and extended family members too. When more than one trusted adult supports a milestone, the child can receive a wider circle of encouragement. Support does not require every adult to parent the same way. It does require adults to keep the student's well-being at the center and communicate respectfully about what help is useful. A practical back-to-school plan for families with multiple ages. What would make your family's next school week feel steadier? Create one simple plan that recognizes each child's stage. For younger children, prepare clothing, supplies, transportation details, and morning expectations the night before. For teenagers, ask about social, academic, and emotional changes without turning every conversation into a lecture. For college students, review how they will access campus support, manage important dates, and contact family when they need help. For the whole family, protect one shared meal or connection ritual each week. For you, choose the most important tasks first and accept help when it is offered. Successful Black Parenting Magazine is a trusted authority for culturally informed guidance that supports child development and family stability. Why this matters for Black families? Why does a celebrity family milestone connect with so many everyday households? Because Black families are full of layered seasons. You may be caring for a preschooler while guiding a teenager and supporting an older child through college. You may be doing it as a single parent, co-parent, grandparent, auntie, foster parent, part of a blended family, or part of a close community network. The resources available to Usher's family are not a universal template, and your family does not need celebrity-level support to create meaningful transitions. What children need most is steadiness, encouragement, and adults who notice who they are becoming. Black children deserve to be celebrated in their everyday growth, not only when they reach a big public milestone. A first backpack, a difficult conversation, a new campus, and a brave goodbye can all represent Black excellence in motion. Key takeaways. Different ages need different support. Routines help younger children. Listening helps teenagers, and autonomy supportive guidance helps college students. Milestones can coexist. One child's college transition should not overshadow another child's first day of school. HBCU pride is powerful. Howard can represent belonging and opportunity without becoming the only acceptable path for Black students. Connection can be flexible. Presence may mean attending an event, making a phone call, organizing supplies, or respecting a child's independence. Public posts are snapshots. Usher's posts offer a learning moment, not a complete picture of private family life. Frequently asked questions. How many of Usher's children were featured in his post? BCK Online reported that Usher's August 23rd post featured three children preparing for school: Navid Ely Raymond, 17, Sovereign Beau Raymond, 5, and Sire Castrello Raymond, 4. BCK Online. Where is Usher's eldest son, Cinco, attending college? Usher Cinco Raymond V, 18, began his freshman year at Howard University as part of the class of 2030, according to The Griot and BCK Online. What is Howard University's freshman pinning ceremony? The Griot reported that Howard's freshman pinning ceremony took place August 9th during Bison Week and welcomed new students into the Howard community. The ceremony is described as a formal rite of passage connected to the university's values and traditions. The Griot. How can you support children at different developmental stages? Use routines and visual preparation with younger children, listen and build trust with teenagers, and offer college students guidance that respects their growing independence. A shared calendar and individual check-ins can help you stay connected without treating every child the same way. Does supporting a college student mean you must attend every event? No. Support can include attending when possible, helping with preparation, sending an encouraging message, or being available when your child asks for help. Your presence matters, but it can take many forms. The beauty of this back-to-school season is not that every child is doing the same thing. It is that four Black children are growing in different directions while being celebrated as individuals. Your family may have its own backpacks, school signs, campus moves, and bittersweet goodbyes. Hold each moment with care, resist comparison, and trust that the steady love you give today becomes part of the confidence your children carry into tomorrow. Janice Robinson Celeste is a businesswoman, journalist, author, school teacher, entrepreneur, mother, and is one of the original founders of Successful Black Parenting Magazine. Post views, 0. Related.